God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Nobody has ever come up with a better and a more successful way of ministering to the sick than Jesus. Right? You can't improve on this. If you want to get results, you have to do it the way he did it. And so we're reminding ourselves of how he did it. On this occasion, he cleared the house, buddy. They started laughing at him. And he wasn't laughing. He said, out. Hit the door. I'm serious. Hit the door. You too. Yeah, ain't many, you too. Yeah. I know Reverend so-and-so, but you too. Yeah, out. Every one of you. Everybody out. Didn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
Cleared the place. Then, he took her by the hand, and he called and said, Maid, get up. Arise. He's talking to a dead body. And I said, are we sure she was dead? Absolutely. I'll show you in a minute why we're so sure. But yeah, no question about it. She's dead. Not near dead. Dead. Amen. He's talking to a dead body and more. And her what?
Spirit.
Came again. That's one way you know she's dead.
Yep.
She'd left. She wasn't there. But her spirit came back into her body. And she got up immediately. She arose straightway and he commanded to give her food. And her parents were astonished. And he charged them they should tell no man what was done. Now that was probably hard for them to do. But he was serious about it. He said, don't tell anybody this. Let the Lord do what he wants to with the miracles and testimonies in your life. Some things he wants told and published. Others he does not. And follow the leading of the Lord about things. There's been times in my life when something great happens for you, you want to tell somebody. You want to run and tell your family. Say, hey man, glory to God. God just did this. And there's been times I was about, and the Lord checked me and went, don't tell it. I'm like, God, don't tell it. Well, he knows why. You don't have to say, well, why? I don't know why. What'd be wrong with telling this? You don't have to know why. You're not God.
That's right. Amen.
You're not nearly as smart as he is. You don't know all he knows. He knows the future.
Amen.
And if he says, don't tell it, then what do you do?
Don't tell it.
If he says, tell it, then you, even if you don't want to tell it,
right,
you tell it.
Right.
Now go back to Mark and let's read Mark's account and begin to look at more detail on this. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Do y'all like reading these things as much as I do?
Yeah.
I tell you, man, I never get tired of this. Never. It's real to me. I've seen it work time and time again. Mark chapter 5. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know how good I'm doing. A day ago, I couldn't talk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ha ha. Mark 5:22. Behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly. Let's just stop right there. He was ruler of the synagogue. Some say leader of the synagogue. Some say president of the synagogue. He was the overseer or supervisor of all matters in the synagogue. He had a lot of clout, a lot of authority in the synagogue. And notice what he did not do. He did not come tell Jesus who he was and what he ought to do for him. Did he? You know, every one of these healings, if you've been here, you've noticed it, we see humility in people's approach to the Lord. You never come to the Lord and tell him what he owes you or how you've been such a good Christian and how he ought to do this or that for you. That's acting like that your works merit his blessings. And that is absolutely not true. The best we could do is filthy rags, our works of righteousness. But Jesus did it for us and bought and gave to us what we couldn't earn. So it's a free gift and it belongs to us. But it is not owed to us because of our works. Never has been, never will be. I've heard people say, well, you know, I just don't understand. So-and-so was a good man. He was a good man and he didn't get healed. Why? Well, what does him being a good man have to do with him getting healed? Did you hear me?
Yep.
Answer is nothing. Now see, if that sounds strange to you, then you still got some works mentality.
Right.
You think, well, they're a good Christian. I mean, what wouldn't the Lord do it for them? He doesn't do anything for anybody based on them earning it.
Amen.
By being a good man or good woman. That's why a lot of times you'll see somebody. I worked in healing school at the Hagin ministry for many years. And I saw this. Brother Hagin saw it in his ministry many times. Somebody come in that got saved 2 weeks ago. Was a drug addict and alcoholic. And just did everything that anybody could imagine doing. And come in and fall across the altar and ask God to forgive them and get healed and filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And somebody that'd been a wonderful sister or brother in the church for 40 years come up and go, I don't understand that now. I've been trying to get God to heal me for 10 years. And I'm at church every time the door's open. And I give and I tithe and I bake pies for the pie sale. And now why won't God heal me? Well, honey, you don't deserve anything because of your pies.
Right. Amen.
Or because of being in the church seat. They just came and knew that God didn't owe them a thing, but asked him for mercy and had some faith and believed that they received. Well, if you've been in God for 75 years, you got to come the same way. Huh? Come by his grace. Amen. Depending on his mercy and his goodness and receive in faith. You know, a lot of preachers have gotten in trouble. Because they think because that they're specially anointed to teach and preach, that God's just going to automatically take care of everything for them. Well, no. Preachers are specially anointed to teach and preach the word. They're not specially anointed to live it. If a preacher wants something from God, you got to believe for it just like everybody else. If you don't use your faith, you're not going to receive. If you don't stand and exercise authority and resist the devil, then you're not going to get results. How many know that God's no respecter of persons where these things are concerned? All of us are on the same plane. And it's all by grace through faith. How do you get it? By grace through faith. What about really good Christians? By grace through. How about rank sinners? By grace through. How about people in between? Just average Joes. Grace. Everybody by grace through faith. Now, go with me back to 2 Kings real quickly. Hold your place in Mark 5. 2 Kings. First chapter. I want you to notice, we've already talked about what this man did not do. He's the ruler of the synagogue. He's a man of status. He's a man of authority and control in his place. He didn't come and tell Jesus what he should do for him because of who he was or what he had done. He said he fell on his knees and he was on Jesus' feet. Now that's very humbling position, isn't it?
Yes.
And besought him. One writer said prayed him. That's not telling somebody to do something, is it? Praying him, besought him, would you, please. Now I want you to notice some fellows who didn't understand this in 2 Kings. This is in a day when people didn't respect the things of God, didn't respect the prophets of God and the people of God. One of the kings sent some of his men to get Elijah and bring him to him. And look at verse 9. 2 Kings 1:9. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. 50 soldiers. He went up to him, and behold, he sat up on top of a hill. And he spoke to him. He said, "You man of God?" The king says, "Come down." I think "man of God" was a quotation that somebody else had said. So-called man of God, you might say. "Come down." No respect. How many know that the Lord said, if you don't receive the one I send, you didn't receive me? He takes delegation very seriously. And Elijah said, "Well, if I be a man of God, if I'm a real man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and the 50. Fire came down out of heaven and burned them up. Wow. So the king sent another 50. You know, some people are slow. And he said, "Hey, man of God, king says, now get down here right now. Come down quick. You better get yourself down here." So-called man. Now that's dumb. How many know that? How dumb can you get? Whew. They're still looking for the ashes of the last 50 that said that. Elijah said, "Well, if I'm a man of God, real man of God, let's let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Whew. Gone. Burned up to a crisp and ashes. Crispy critters. And gone. King sent another captain with a third 50 and his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up. He went up the hill. He didn't holler from the bottom. You see a difference already, don't you? He climbed the hill and he came and what? Fell on his knees before Elijah and did what? Besought him. Now this is a completely different thing. Why? Respect, fear, an acknowledgement of who you're messing with. And he said, "Man of God, I pray you, not I'm telling you what to do. I pray you, let my life and the life of these 50 your servants be precious in your sight. Because fire came down, burned up the two captains and their 50s. Now let our life be precious." So the rest of the story, the angel of the Lord told him to go. And he did. He went down with him. But I want you to see that, because you see the difference in approach, don't you? And you see the difference in results.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Jairus' Daughter," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R725. That's R725. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me